We're talking today with Brady Miller. He is the Texas Cattle Feeders Association Director of Market Membership and Education. So we have that TCFA convention coming up in a few days in Frisco, Texas. So Brady, tell us about it.
Yeah, so Regan, we're super excited. We're going to be in Frisco, Texas this year. Our convention moves around year to year, just random. We don't have a specific pattern. Last year, if you remember right, we were in OKC and had a great time there. So, but this year we're in Frisco. We got a super good lineup. We start our convention kicks off Sunday evening with what we call a reception, welcome reception. That starts at 7 p.m. It goes until 9. And then most of the meats of the program is all day Monday. So we Monday morning, we get up and we have a general session. We have a very good lineup, very excited about our lineup for Monday morning. Well, all day Monday, we have a very good lineup. But we'll start off by hearing a chairman speech from our chairman of the board. He's been there for the last year. He's outgoing. We'll replace him during this event. But Kevin Buse will be giving his chairman's speech, starting off first thing Monday morning. And then we dive into Colin Woodall, NCBA. He'll give us a complete update of NCBA, what's going on in the country, what's going on in D.C. So he'll spend about 20 minutes going through NCBA and what is NCBA working on and what are the issues. And I say issues, I ought to say more, what are the opportunities that we're facing within the beef industry? And of course, as you well know, we have lots of opportunities out there that we continue to work through. But at the end of the day, we get through them and we produce a very safe, wholesome product as well. So we'll have NCBA Colin Woodall. Then we dive right into Dan Holzman. He's with the USMEF. He's going to be talking exports. So he'll give us about a 30 to 45 minute update on exports. As the industry, we all know that about 15% of our product goes abroad, and it's a very important 15%. And so he will be giving us a brief update on exports and what to expect, what we've seen in the past, this past year, and then what we may be able to see moving forward in exports. And we all know that there's lots of issues going abroad, you know, with China and Taiwan and Ukraine. And just there's always seems to be a lot of headwinds. But our product, again, we're producing a very safe, very good product. And so our export numbers have been really good. So he's going to give us that update. And then for the afternoon, we'll finish that general session in the morning, and then we'll come back that afternoon and we get to have some fun with some fun speakers and Dr. Kevin Elko and Emmett Smith. A lot of guys may say, okay, what does Dr. Elko, a sports psychologist, and what does Emmett Smith have to do with cattle feeding? After you listen to those two guys speak, I feel like, and we feel like that we have a lot of the same, I mean, we have a lot of the same characteristics in our guys as what you will see that it takes from a Hall of Fame football star, mindset, mental toughness, all the above, heart. And we feel like that's what it takes for us to be able to feed a super good product in a tough industry. And so we're going to get have a little bit of fun with those two speakers.
Absolutely. That's really neat that y'all decided to branch out and bring those guys in so that everybody in the industry can kind of see the similarities there. How do you think that this year's convention is going to compare to conventions in the past?
Yeah. So, and let me back up here for a minute. It's really hard to go to Frisco and be at the Star, which is the home of the Dallas Cowboys home office, and not have a Hall of Fame Dallas football player come and talk to us. And so that was a little bit of the other caveat that why we reached out and went after Emmett as the keynote speaker. But to answer your question, this year's convention is turning out to be one of our larger conventions that we've had in number wise, people registered coming. So we expect a lot of fun. Our guys will come and learn a lot, but they also come and enjoy being just having time to visit with one another and make those connections and be able to move forward. So we're super excited. We feel like we're going to have a super good event. And we're, like I said, we're very excited.
Right. And you were talking about registration. Is that registration still open? Can people, you know, if they haven't registered prior, can they come to the convention and register there?
Yeah, they can. They can walk up and do that at on site. I think our registration, that if you go to tcfa.org, that closes today. We're going to close it, I think, today. So to be able to register from this point forward, then it would be a walk up. And that is very, I mean, we would appreciate that and welcome any and everyone who may want to come and participate.
Awesome. And then what about hotels, or do you guys have rooms blocked off, or any recommendations if those might all be full?
Yeah. So our room block at the host hotel is full. And not only is the room block full at the host hotel, the hotel is full, but there are a couple of close hotels nearby. I think it's the AC Marriott, and it's within walking distance. I say within walking distance, about a 2 or 3 minute walk. And so that would be my next best recommendation if you wanted a hotel. And that hotel is still, they still got availability. We have guys who have told us that they're reserving rooms today. So that hotel is probably the best bet. There is a Hyatt Regency that's nearby. It's a super nice hotel as well. So there's a couple of options there that if you still want to come, we would love to have you and would welcome that.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Brady.